The following podcast is brought to you by Radio Southland and New Zealand On Air. Radio Southland is a community access media station based in Invercargill, New Zealand. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, radiosouthland.org.nz, for our contact details.
Kia ora, Sasigalai Bhavan. Welcome to another episode of Immigration with Vinay at Radio Southland 96.4 FM. In today's episode, we will highlight about the latest updates from Immigration New Zealand. I'll talk to you about my upcoming trip, talk about one of the programs for international students, especially who have completed their year 12 overseas, looking to get some studies at a reasonable fee and future in New Zealand. And of course, we'll take some of your questions answered. And like all episodes, we'll have some fantastic music on the way. So let's enjoy the song, and other side we'll talk about updates. Cheers.
मुझसे मिलाया है तुझ पे मर के ही तो मुझे जीना आया है ओ तेरे संग यारा खुश रंग बहारा तू रात दीवानी मैं जर्द सितारा तेरे संग यारा खुश रंग बहारा मैं तेरा हो जाऊं जो तू कर दे इशारा सारे रास्ते बस आया हूँ तेरे पास रे मेरी आंखों में तेरा नाम है पहचान ले सब कुछ मेरे लिए तेरे बात है सौ बातों की एक बात है मैं ना जाऊंगा कभी तुझे छोड़ के ये जान ले ओ करम खुदाया है तेरा प्यार जो पाया है तुझ पे मर के ही तो मुझे जीना आया है ओ तेरे संग यारा खुश रंग बहारा मैं बहता मुसाफिर तू ठहरा किनारा ओ तेरे संग यारा खुश रंग
Welcome back, guys. You're listening to Immigration with Vinay at Radio Southland 96.4 FM. There's the latest news coming up with one of the Hamilton employer being penalized for not following the conditions of the visa of hired employees and ended up paying the fine of more than 27,000 after pleading guilty. There is something to note that Immigration New Zealand has announced an infringement scheme which allows INZ to issue infringement notices to employers who commit immigration violence. This helps to ensure fair treatment of migrant workers and improve compliance with immigration rule. It was introduced in April 2024 to support the changes outlined in the Worker Protection, Migrant and Other Employees Act. This act strengthens enforcement measures to deter employers who exploit migrant workers and ensure these workers are protected by both immigration and employment laws. This will allow a person who is not entitled to work under Immigration Act, employ a person in manner that inconsistent with the work-related condition of that person visa, fail to provide documents requested by immigration officer within 10 working days. The infringement penalties can include a fine of $1,000 for an individual and $3,000 for a body, corporate or entity like company. Loss of the accredited employer or recognized seasonal employer status, being banned for supporting further visa for migrant worker for the period of the time depending on the number of infringement notices that employer receives. This is one thing to note in this stand-on period. The existing employees who are on accredited employer work visa can keep on working. An employer can hire open work visa holder, but they cannot sponsor or support any new work visa. And once the stand-down period is over, they have to make sure when they reapply for accreditation to showcase they have done enough to make sure the issues they had earlier has been sorted. These schemes are important to encourage the good standard practice to hire the migrant and follow rules and regulations. And that's a good scheme. I believe that will deter the employers who want to indulge in malpractices and help the migrant community who comes all the way with the dreams of a better quality of living and a better career opportunities. These schemes will deter the dodgy employers and help the good quality migrant workers. Well, that's the one of the updates we had from the recent time from Immigration New Zealand. Let's enjoy the song, and on the other side we'll talk about my upcoming trip. Cheers.
मन बावरा सा तेरी तरफ ही उड़ता ही जाए बन के हवा दूर नजर से पलकों ने तेरी सांसों को मेरी आके छुआ जुगनू प्यार के लाने लगा तू ख्वाबों में मेरे आने लगा तू मुझसे हाँ मिलने ओ माही ओ मेरे माही ओ माही ओ मेरे माही मुझको तुमसे इश्क हो गया रे हो माही ओ मेरे माही ओ माही ओ मेरे माही मुझको तुमसे इश्क हो गया रे हाँ बन जा तू मेरा हमराही बिन तेरे दिल लागे नाही तो तुमसे इश्क हो गया रे से निकली बातें तुमसे इश्क हो गया रे हो माही ओ मेरे माही ओ मेरे माही मुझको तुमसे इश्क हो गया रे
Hope you enjoyed this song, guys. You're listening to Immigration with Vinay at Radio Southland 96.4 FM. Let's talk about my upcoming trip. I'm planning to go for a business trip to India and Sri Lanka in next week, and I'll be traveling to the parts of India between the month of September as well as to Sri Lanka. So I will be in the North India, in Delhi, in other parts of North India, Punjab, Haryana, and would be available to meet if any of your friends or family would like to looking for study or migrate to New Zealand. I'll be in Sri Lanka in the mid of September from 16 to 22nd, doing some activities in places like Colombo, Kandy, Mathura. So if you have friends or family who are looking to get some free immigration advice for the settlement or studying in New Zealand or Australia too, will be happy to meet them. You can find the details of the trip and these events on our Facebook page, and please feel free to register for these free upcoming events, and I'll keep posting about my trip updates in the meantime when I'm on my way next week. I hope you will enjoy the updates, and you could able to get you or your family friends can get some good advices on for the trip, and I look forward to meet you and your family or your friends on the trip. Wonderful, fantastic. Let's enjoy the song, and on the other side we'll talk about one of the program for the year 12 student. Cheers.
मेरे नाम का टैटू बना के पर्स में फोटो छुपा के आगे पीछे घूमे जाने कितने दीवाने लग रहे हैं देखो सारे आशिक पुराने कहीं पे निगाहें हैं जी कहीं पे निशाने एक ही तो दिल है मेरा गिफ्ट में किस किस को दूं मजनूओं की भीड़ में अकेली लैला
बारी ठोस इलावट कोला में कोला में ठोस मिलावट प्राकृतिक आकर्षित व्यायाम ड्रास्टिक फैंटास्टिक बम्बास्टिक बनावट लगामत छक्के में छक्के दिखामत मार्केट में वैसे ही भारी गिरावट नखरे लड़ामत पुरानी कहावत जो करता मोहब्बत नहीं रहता सलामत
सामने घूंघट भी अपना ना खोलो मजनूओं की भीड़ में अकेली लैला
अरे ओ लैला कितने हीरो
एक ही तो दिल है मेरा गिफ्ट में दे किस किस को दू मजनूओं की भीड़ में अकेली लैला
की भीड़ में फंस गई लैला
और आशिक एक विलन है।
वेलकम बैक गाइस, यू लिसनिंग टू इमिग्रेशन विद विनय एट रेडियो साउथलैंड 96.4 FM। इट्स द टाइम व्हेन लॉट्स ऑफ ईयर 12 स्टूडेंट और ए लेवल स्टूडेंट दे हैव रिसीव्ड देयर रिजल्ट्स एंड लुकिंग फॉर सम ऑप्शंस टू स्टडी अब्रॉड either by end of this year or early next year. So what are there are number of programs you can look into it, but today we just want to talk about one program which could help year 12 students who are looking for a very budget program, and that too with 5.5 band to come and study in New Zealand, which lead to the settlement options. Yes, that's correct. If you have done year 12, 5.5 bands, and if you have a budget of around 50,000 New Zealand dollars, yes, you can study a program which is in green list. Yes, you can get a post-study visa. Yes, you can study something which will lead to the settlement in New Zealand. For more details, get in touch with us. Send your CV, send your academics, and we'll be more than happy to help you. Hope that would give you some perspective, and we look forward to hear from you. Let's enjoy this song, and on the other side we'll take a couple of your questions. Cheers.
क्या छुपाऊं तुझसे आखिर तू तो जाने मेरी सारी चोरियां तेरे पीछे चल दूं मैं आंखें मीचे तेरे हाथों में है मेरी डोरियां
चाहे अखियां चुरा ले पर्दे से ओ बीबा मैनू दूर ना करी पास आया बड़ी मुश्किल से ओ बीबा मैनू दूर ना करी
आधा तेरा
को मान लिया जो तेरे संग
ये सांस चले तब ही जब मेरे साथ चले ये ही
तो माने यार मन दिलदार ऐसा ते तेनू रब मने तो माने यार मन दिलदार ऐसा ते तेनू रब मने दस और केड़ा रब दा दोबारा
Guys, welcome back to Immigration with Vinay. You're listening at Radio South 96.4 FM. Let's take some of your questions. This question has come, which is very standard. We keep getting this question about what are the top few courses we suggest to study in New Zealand to lead to pathway to residency. See, let's keep it very simple. If you're a year 12 student, there are options where you can study for 1 year leading to the post study visa and settlement option, provided you fulfill some requirements of entering to the course. If you're a bachelor degree student, there are a number of masters, but my top of the choice would be masters via research, where you can not only get a student visa, family benefits like spouse visa, kids can join you, but moreover, you can also work while you study. So it's an excellent option for people who are professional and want to work while they study full time and travel with their family. So that would be my pick of the lot. We got a time for another question. This is on parent visa. Have this started and what are the requirements? See, one of the things I know, there's a lot of parent boost visa advert or reels going around. That's this code visa is going to start, which is a 5-year visa from 29th of September, right? And there are requirements with regards to your salary. You should be making medium wage to sponsor your parent, and there's an insurance requirement. We have made a complete video, episode on that. So you go and check our podcast on that. But if you still have any other question or other question after the visa starts, so is there anything else other than the basic requirement, more than happy to answer the question and answer in future episode. Well, that's the time we have today, guys, and probably next time when you hear from me, I would be traveling overseas and you might able to hear some new stories on the way, what's happening in India and what other things going on. So that would be interesting, and I look forward for my trip and sharing the experiences with you. In the meantime, look after each other, take care, bye bye for now, and catch up next time. Cheers.
The preceding podcast was brought to you by Radio Southland with the support of New Zealand On Air. Their funding of accessmedia.nz makes these podcasts available. To find similar programs by other stations involved, go online to accessmedia.nz.